Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Now, the reading and writing hotline. It is now more important and relevant in our community than ever. And I thought we'd find out the details and the reasons behind that comment. And joining me online, it's Vanessa Isles, who is the Reading and Writing Hotline Manager. Good morning to you, Vanessa.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you very much for your time and a great service to have for people that might need a bit of help with their reading and writing at the moment.
Indeed, and their computer skills.
Of course, plenty of people are going to Centrelink. There's forms to fill out. You need to apply for money. You've got to go and see your bank. If your reading and writing needs a bit of, tidying up, if you like, now's a good time to get that assistance that you provide.
That's exactly right. It's been a very interesting time, as we all know, in the last couple of weeks, and particularly for people who perhaps have been in employment and have found themselves on hold or out of work at the moment. And as you said, they're going to Centrelink, struggling sometimes to be filling in those forms. A lot of them are online. And also, you know, all the other literacy that people are required to do. And so we've been surprisingly busy over the last couple of weeks. We thought people would be, you know, focusing on other things at the moment, but I think literacy has come through to the forefront for a lot of people, also with kids at home, you know, having to help with their online learning. And a lot of parents are getting caught out sort of as they realise that their kids are way ahead of them.
Yeah. And,
Yeah.
So the computer skills is another part of the service?
Yeah, so look, what we do is we help people with their reading and writing skills. Well, we help them to find classes in those areas,
okay.
And also in computer skills, because that's a whole nother literacy. So, you know, literacy sort of, when we talk about literacy, we're talking about reading and writing. We talk about digital literacy, that's the skills around understanding how to use computers and to make meaning out of that. And numeracy is, of course, literacy around numbers. So all of those skills are required to really cope with life in Australia these days. And so what we do is help people find the most appropriate course for them. And at this time, often a lot of courses are online, which makes it very difficult for people. You know, classes that would normally be face-to-face are now being held online during the shutdown period. So we're helping by providing people with hard copy workbooks so that perhaps they can get started during this time when they're at home with their literacy, with little sort of instructional videos and workbooks that they can, you know, make a start at home.
Indeed. You mentioned the digital literacy. I'm not far off another birthday, closer to 50, and it's quite frequent that I've got to go and find somebody younger in here and say, can you help me do this? Can you help me do that? I've got no idea. And they're very obliging, and I'm sure they're laughing quietly behind my back, but that's okay too, because I think to put your hand up and ask for help is a very important thing to do.
It really is. And I mean, one thing we're just constantly trying to do is just break down you know, the barrier that people have with calling, because they're often really embarrassed. Computer skills is people are embarrassed enough about that, but could you imagine if, you know, reading and writing was your issue and you were schooled in Australia and you come from an English-speaking background and all of that, people find that very, very embarrassing, and it's nothing to be embarrassed about. Lots of people fell out of education for all sorts of reasons that were nothing to do with them really, or not their fault. So yeah, certainly the digital literacy has been a massive issue. Filling in forms sounds so easy, but you know, when you think about all of the skills that are required to fill in an online form, you know, creating accounts and entering authentication codes and logging in, all of that is so complex. And lots of people require lots of help with it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So if people are listening to this, be it reading, be it writing, be it digital literacy, what do they need to do to contact you?
They just call our number, 1300 655506, and we have teachers on the phones. The teachers are very used to working in classrooms with lots of adults who have got, beginner literacy skills. So what they do is talk you through what it is you're wanting to learn and why you're wanting to learn that. So is it spelling you have an issue with? Is it Is it writing? And what is it you're needing it for? So just a sort of discussion around what the skills are you require, so we can help to direct you in the right way and to reassure you that, you know, lots and lots of people in Australia have the same problem. It's nothing to be ashamed about, and just to give you the confidence to take the next step.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm with Vanessa Riles. She is the Reading Writing Hotline Manager. Thank you very much for the chat. Thanks for this service. I think it's invaluable. And have a nice day.
Thank you so much. Nice to speak with you.